This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Missouri lawmakers to debate Chiefs and Royals plans. We have the story.
Leaders exchange more strong talk over Ukraine. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Disaster recovery, sports stadiums, and major capital improvement projects will be on the agenda for a special session of the Missouri legislature that will begin June 2nd. At a news conference, Missouri Governor Mike Keogh said he has spoken to legislative leaders in hopes they can act quickly on all three items and set aside hard feelings from the regular session that ended May 15th. At stake, keeping the Royals and the Chiefs in Kansas City, Missouri.
President Donald Trump continuing to criticize Russian President Vladimir Putin on social media yesterday for his recent attacks on Ukraine. Fox's Kevin Cork reporting from the nation's capital.
On Truth Social, the president said what Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire. And according to the Wall Street Journal, the White House could place new restrictions on the Kremlin, though they wouldn't necessarily involve new banking sanctions. Russia bombarded Kyiv this weekend with more than 900 missiles and drones over 3 days. And what amounted to the largest aerial strike of the war so far.
Russia's top security official responding to Trump's comments, saying that World War III was one really bad thing. Russia recently made gains by capturing four villages in northeastern Ukraine.
A mass shooting at a mall in Connecticut.
Five people shot at the Brass Mill Center Mall in Waterbury, Connecticut. Cops say there was a heated verbal argument when a man pulled a gun and opened fire. Police, trying to allay fears of would-be shoppers, emphasizing it was not a random act of violence. Cops say the shooter used a semi-automatic pistol. All of the victims were taken to hospitals for treatment. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Republican senators are concerned about the size and scope of the Big Beautiful Bill after it passed in the House of Representatives. Fox's Aisha Hasni with more from Capitol Hill.
President Trump says, look, I'm open to modifying the House's bill. You can make some changes. But Speaker Mike Johnson wants minimum changes because he doesn't want this to come back to the House. He's got that narrow majority. He was barely able to pass it the first time around. And he's saying that, look, the Congressional Budget Office has underestimated the economic benefits for this bill, despite the CBO projecting that the bill would increase the deficit by $3.8 trillion over the next decade. So the debate's going to go on. The bottom line here is that they have to get it done. If they don't get it done, they can't pass the tax cuts, taxes go up, and they don't meet the debt ceiling deadline. That is not going to happen. They have to get this done, and they have to get it done by the summer break.
And Republicans hope to get that bill to President Trump's desk by July 4th.
As Sedgwick County commissioners work on next year's budget, they face increasing expenses for day-to-day operation. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, government expenses just keep going up.
The needs are growing. If you think about just the cost of government growing, you know, a lot of people don't consider the fact that property insurances are growing. The cost of oxygen on our ambulances, that cost has grown exponentially. Wages and compensation has grown exponentially. If you look over the last 4 years, the bulk of the increase in the cost of government has come in public safety.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A home week for minor league baseball and the Wichita Wind Surge. How did it get off to a start last night? I'll tell you coming up in sports.
Manhunt for escaped killer in Arkansas. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
Wichita Riverfest.
KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Law officers are searching Arkansas's rugged Ozark Mountains for a former police chief and convicted killer who escaped prison by impersonating a guard and walking out through a gate a guard opened for him. Grant Harden, the former police chief in the small town of Gateway near the Arkansas-Missouri border, was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape and became known as the Devil in the Ozarks. Harden escaped Sunday from the North Central Unit, a medium-security prison also known as the Calico Rock Prison.
President Trump threatened to pull federal funding to California yesterday over transgender female athletes. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
President Trump making those comments after a California high school track athlete who's trans competed and did well enough to qualify for the state finals. Trump writing in part, "This is not fair and totally demeaning to women and girls. Please be hereby advised that large-scale federal funding will be held back, maybe permanently, if the executive order on this subject matter is not adhered to." Now, the California Interscholastic Federation announced any biological female athlete who would have earned the next qualifying mark is now able to compete at this year's state finals.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has said it's unfair for transgender female athletes to play in girls' and women's sports.
An Iranian national has pled guilty to a cyber attack that targeted Baltimore and other major cities.
Sina Golinajad has pled guilty to one count of computer fraud and abuse and one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The Justice Department says Golinajad and unidentified co-conspirators caused the cyber attacks on the city governments of Greenville, North Carolina in April 2019 and Baltimore a month later. At the time of the attack, Baltimore officials said the hackers demanded the city pay the equivalent of $76,000 in Bitcoin, which they refused to pay. It lost more than $19 million from damage to its network and disruption to city services for months. Other cities targeted included Gresham, Oregon, and Yonkers, New York. Golinajad faces a maximum of 30 years in prison. Sentencing is set for August. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A popular theme park named for a country singer, again, taking the top spot in an annual survey.
Dollywood earned the title of America's favorite theme park for the third straight year in 2024. That's according to the National Amusement Park Historical Association's newly released survey of its members. The theme park is located in Dolly Parton's home state of Tennessee in the tourist hotspot of Pigeon Forge. As for America's second favorite, Disneyland in Anaheim, California is the runner-up. And when it comes to the most beautiful theme park, the survey says that honor goes to Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, Virginia. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The traffic volumes thinning out in the Wichita roadways right now, seeing less traffic on the highways, on the traffic cameras out there, and really no big slowdowns. We've got some fairly heavy traffic just in places, especially westbound on Kellogg out east between Greenwich Road and 143rd Street East. But for the most part, traffic starting to look pretty good out there at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Showers and thunderstorms gradually making a return later on today. A couple of strong to severe storms going to be a possibility by later on this evening. Mostly cloudy skies, mild high of 70 degrees with light winds only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now cloudy, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is Wednesday. That means at the Monarch, $5 select whiskeys. They have a menu of over 50 different pours marked for $5 on Wednesdays. Today is Wednesday at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the Roundabout in historic Delano. Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Our high temperature yesterday in Wichita was 65 degrees, normal high 82. It's a little cooler than normal yesterday. It was on, this is the 28th day of May, and it was on this date that is, in 1889, a pair of powerful tornadoes struck central Kansas. The first twister, an F3 with a track 5 miles long, leveled two farms between 8 and 5 miles southwest of McPherson. The second was a violent F4. Its track was 25 miles long and around 440 yards wide as it tore through Marion and Chase counties. Second twister destroyed 10 farms. On one of the farms, every building was swept away. The second twister killed 2 people and injured 4. That was all on this date in 1889, over 100 years ago. 8:12, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And yesterday, Exploration Place here in Wichita formally accepted a $25,000 grant from the state. Kansas Tourism's Jordan Romerman and Visit Wichita President Susie Santo joined Exploration Place CEO Adam Smith for the event. Smith says the grant will help plan nighttime riverside attractions.
Getting a grant like this is really helpful because it's a real skill to balance education and entertainment. And so I'm really happy we've got the funding to move forward with it.
The grant is from Kansas Tourism Attraction Development Program, part of nearly $600,000 distributed statewide to support 21 tourism-related projects in 32 communities. So Exploration Place, that place has, oh, just the past few years really developed, Ted. But did they build that after you and I started the show? You remember? Maybe not. Anyway, that unique building.
It was right there in the mid to late 90s.
So okay.
Right about that same time.
Unique building, kind of like the one in that's so famous in Australia.
I think it was built a little bit before we started the show.
By the way, we started this show in January of 1998, and this is Stephen Head Show number 6,937.
And, of course, they have a huge project going on right now for the outside amphitheater and
right
huge improvements for the grounds around.
It is, I think I was told it was number two or three in state attractions.
Right there at First and McLean. Oh, yeah.
Sedgwick County Zoo is number one. And I think it's number two or three. So, wow, they're doing some great things there. So, a lot of their exhibits are hands-on. People can, usually kids can do things related to science or aeronautics or whatever. And then, like you say, they're going to have some outdoors things going on as well. So, a great place to go. By the way, I would just insert this that we did have a high school class reunion there one year, and went off very, very well. They have plenty of room. I think we probably set up, I'm going to say 10 to 15 tables and we did some entertainment, all kinds of, and we catered it in. So it's a good place to do stuff like that. If you'd like.
Yeah, it's great space.
Great space. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS and, the wind surge is home this week. Have you or will you try to go out and see a game?
I'm trying to figure that out.
I think tonight's iffy. Okay.
Well, it's an afternoon game.
Oh, it's an afternoon. Okay. Well, you could squeeze one in there.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm at work.
Well,
I can't squeeze that in.
Why don't you just sneak away?
Well, I'm sure Tony Deucing would just let me walk away from my newscast work all afternoon.
What the heck? You know, Tony will let you do that. By the way, who are they playing? Tulsa?
Tulsa Drillers.
Well, then Dennis Higgins is in town.
Dennis Higgins is in town.
Dennis is an old friend and a Stephen Ted Lister, and a guy is,
listener.
Does football and basketball for Butler.
Voice of the Butler Grizzlies.
How long has he been doing that? Quite a while.
Butler?
Yeah.
Oh, a long time.
Long time. And he's been the voice of the Tulsa team. Is it the Drillers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time as well.
He
does that in his summertime when he's not doing anything else. He can go and do that. And he's probably listening this morning. Dennis, if you are, have a good call today. All right. Coming up on 8:17, Stephen 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Well, we'll go ahead and talk about that minor league baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge at home this week for a six-game series leading into Riverfest later on in the week. And Wichita is the top home team in the league. So you can maybe figure out what happened yesterday against last place Tulsa. A big win for Wichita, 11-0. Man, the Surge like playing at Equity Bank Park. 3,000 fans were on hand last night for the series opener, snapping a four-game losing streak with that big win. Four straight wins at home now for Wichita. And the center fielder, Kyler Fedko, man, 4-for-5 on base, including 2 home runs. Driving in 4 of the 11 runs, he's got 10 home runs on the season now, tying him for tops atop the league. Wichita Wind Surge now just a half game out of first place in the division. And they turn around, like we said, and play a quick turnaround for an afternoon game today. Tulsa and Wichita at 12:05 downtown for day baseball at Equity Bank Park. So Wichita goes for its fifth straight home win. Let's go to Major League Baseball last night. Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium hosting the Cincinnati Reds in interleague play.
For a second straight day, the Reds scored 7, and for a second straight day, they beat the Royals. Final last night, 7-2. Former Royal Brady Singer picked up his 6th win with his new club, limiting KC to 2 runs over 7 innings. He's 6-3 with an ERA of 4.60. The Royals used 7 relievers in a bullpen game, but Ellie De La Cruz and the Reds' offense proved to be too much. De La Cruz hit 2 long home runs. Tyler Stevenson went deep as well. Kyle Isbell, Jonathan India drove in the Royals' runs.
Yeah, the Royals have dropped 4 out of 5. Hope they're trying to not get swept when they play the Reds again tonight. 6:30 on KFH, 97.5 and 1240. Royals and the Reds tonight to finish up that 3-game series. Other Major League action. Steve McIntosh, who's the top team in the Major Leagues?
The Royals.
The Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
And they win again. They beat the Atlanta Braves 2-0 in Philadelphia last night. Infielder for the Phillies, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm, on base twice, scored both times. He's got a .387 on base percentage here in the month of May, as the Phillies have won 10 of their last 11. And Alec Bohm continues to help the Phillies to another victory. Let's go to college men's basketball. Wichita State adding to its coaching staff under head coach Paul Mills, and the newest assistant coach is Josh Eilert. This guy has been an interim head coach at 2 big-time schools, Utah and West Virginia, in recent years under different circumstances. He's a guy that was born in Osborne, Kansas, in the north-central part of the state. He was a player at K-State, assistant coach there as well. He's gone on to a lot of assistant coach success around the nation, and now he's on the staff at Wichita State under head coach Paul Mills. Welcome to assistant coach Josh Eilert back to his home state. Hockey in the National Hockey League, the conference finals, game 4. The Edmonton Oilers win on home ice in front of 18,000 fans, beat the Dallas Stars 4-1. Winning goalie for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner with 28 saves. Edmonton now up 3-1 on Dallas. The Oilers are just 1 win away from advancing into the Stanley Cup Championship Finals. And former Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner helping out big time. College track and field, the NCAA West Preliminaries, a 4-day event, begins today. All these athletes down in College Station, Texas. You finish in the top 12 in your event, you move on to the NCAA championships. Wichita State has 14 athletes at College Station. K-State has 20 athletes, and KU has several athletes there as well. As that begins today. High school boys golf. Yesterday was round 1 of state tournament play, a 2-day competition in Class 5A. A 3-way tie for first place individually so far. Among them, Andover Central Jr., Colt Farrow, and Bishop Carroll Jr., Max Farber, both shooting 67s yesterday in that 3-way tie for first, heading into the final round today. 5A is being contested in Emporia. The 1A Boys Golf Tournament is at Mariah Hills in Dodge City. The leader after the first round is Hutchinson Central Christian with a 2-stroke lead. Final round today. And in high school girls soccer, we are down to the final 4. And in Class 5A, what matchups we have this evening. Bishop Carroll on the west side hosting DeSoto at 5 p.m. Bishop Carroll girls soccer team is undefeated at 19-0, looking for a win to get into the state title game. The other side of the bracket, Cape and Mount Carmel is on the road visiting St. James Academy, a team with only one loss. That'll be at 6 o'clock up in northeast Kansas. So you got Capon and Carroll still alive in 5A. Mays, Final Four tonight in 6A. And Rose Hill, home tonight in the Final Four in Class 4-1A. Good luck to all those girls' soccer teams trying to get to the state title game. And a happy birthday today to a guy that got a Super Bowl ring with the Kansas City Chiefs. Damian Wilson, the linebacker, is 32 today. He originally played for the Dallas Cowboys, but he left the Cowboys and signed a two-year, $5.7 million contract with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2019. It worked out well. He was the second leading tackler for the Chiefs in 2019. Started at linebacker in Super Bowl 54, got a Super Bowl ring, had four tackles in that win over the 49ers. The following year, in the Super Bowl loss to the Buccaneers, he led the Chiefs with 10 tackles in that game. So he was with the Chiefs for 2 years. He went to two Super Bowls, won one of them, and now he's done with football. At the age of 32, he's finished.
Got the ring. And
he got a Super Bowl ring along the way with the Chiefs. Former linebacker, Damian Wilson. It's his birthday. He's 32 today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Europe is making Putin rich. That's on the way with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 on this Wednesday morning, 57 degrees. A 14th person has been arrested and accused of helping inmates who escaped from a New Orleans prison. As new footage has been released of the arrest of two prisoners Monday, Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
After a high-speed chase north of Houston, Texas, Texas DPS troopers pulled out Leo Tate from the car. This happened in Walker County. Did the same to Jermaine Donald, who appeared to be driving. Donald is accused of murder. Tate faces burglary and weapons charges. Meanwhile, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, police got a tip about accused murderer Linton Van Buren. Apparently, they thought he might be sitting on a bench outside of a department store. Authorities picked him up, and later they flew him to a secure state facility.
The search continues for two remaining escaped inmates. The Orleans Parish Sheriff has blamed defective locks for the escape.
Firefighters battled a house fire in South Wichita last night, the 6300 block of South Hydraulic. Street was closed in both directions as firefighters were working to contain the blaze. That fire was contained to a garage. There was no immediate word on any injuries or the cause of the fire.
And the fifth Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas is from Wichita. Archbishop Sean McKnight, eager to return to serving in his home state of Kansas, he replaces the retiring Archbishop Joseph Naumann, who has served for 20 years. McKnight was appointed to this role in early April of this year and was one of the final U.S. bishops named by Pope Francis.
There's been talk of local government consolidation, sharing some services to save money. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
You know, what do we need to do to stabilize county staff so that we can have better outputs? I talked a lot about relational health in the community and just the role of partisan politics and what it had done to really stagnate progress. I talked a lot about mental and behavioral health. And I'm really pleased that this commission and our previous commission has really taken significant steps in stabilizing all of those things.
Ryan Beatty commenting during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Police in Texas have arrested a suspect following a fatal jet ski hit and run.
Police say a woman who fled the fatal Memorial Day weekend crash on Grapevine Lake is now in custody. The crash killed 18-year-old Air Force cadet candidate Ava Renee Moore, a star basketball player at the Air Force Academy Preparatory School in Colorado. She was scheduled to leave for Air Force basic training when she was killed while kayaking on the lake. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 8:50 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Trump's big, beautiful bill encounters resistance from some Republicans over deficit spending.
Two.
Leaders of U.S. and Russia exchange harsh talk over the war in Ukraine.
One.
Governor calls a special session of Missouri Legislature to discuss the future of the Chiefs and the Royals in the Show Me State. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Things are looking good out there. Not really seeing too many issues. Some patches of heavy traffic on Douglas, and that's kind of in the downtown area between Washington and Broadway. And also just seeing some fairly heavy traffic right now on 2nd Street near McLean, basically by the river there in the Riverside type area. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance for rain today, then a high of 70 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight, heavy at times, overnight low 55. Thursday, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 70 again. Now a cloudy sky, north wind at 6 miles per hour. 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street, and the Dow is up on the positive side by 32 points. The S&P is up just a fraction. The NASDAQ trading down just over 8 points. Airlines are canceling summer flights. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yes, declining consumer confidence and a sharp decline in European visitors and fallout from tariff turmoil are all given as reasons for American air carriers to cancel thousands of flights nationwide on their summer schedules. Spirit Airlines, JetBlue, WestJet, and United Airlines have all canceled more than 1,100 flights, and the biggest destinations seeing cancellations are Las Vegas, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, and L.A. Here in Wichita, only four United flights to and from Houston are missing from the summer schedule airlines posted a month ago. In all, at Eisenhower National, around 3,500 flights will arrive and depart over the May, June, and July summer months. The long-awaited collaboration and merger between Chad Glenn's 310 Architecture and Rachel Thomas Murphy's Thomas Gray Interiors is now open. Gray 10 is the name of the place, and it's an architecture and interior design firm located at 920 East 1st Street on the eastern edge of Old Town. The 4,000-square-foot space has two stories, not 2,000, inside the Arnold's Coffee and Supply Company building and features a retail showroom, workspace, finished library, and an upper-level deck. A more popular feature is sure to be a catamaran net that will act as a large hammock for employees and even clients. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Sorry, Kirk, did you say hammock as in, a place where you can sleep and take a little snooze there?
Yes, sir.
I think your company ought to have a policy where you would utilize that about, 30 minutes a day.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Preferably right after lunch.
We would have a sign-up sheet.
Oh, yeah. That should be necessary. You're right. So your office is actually, you are in Old Town. And how do you like it down there? Is that a good place to work?
We have been here almost 20 years now. It's a 100-year-old building. You can hear the creaks. And my office door, depending on time of year, will shut itself. So it just depends on how the building has shifted over the months.
You're not telling me you work in a dump, are you?
Or in a ghost-filled building. I'm not quite sure.
Those older buildings are a lot of fun. I worked in Carey House over there. I went to KFH, the old Carey House building.
Yeah.
That was an interesting situation there. All right. National Hamburger Day. International Hamburger Day as well. What do you like to serve? What do you like on your burgers, Kirk?
I am a big fan of onions on burgers, whether they be cooked or uncooked, grilled or ungrilled. I'll take onions on a burger, leave the tomato off, give it to Ted, and I'll call it good at that point.
Just onions. How about mustard, ketchup, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, a little bit, but the difference between a good and great burger for me is, are there onions on it?
All right. Very good. Hamburger Day. All right, Kirk, hey, have a good day on that hammock there. Glenn Beck coming up. That is Kirk Siminoff of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, the Glenn Beck Show. A poll says 50% believe U.S. is on the right track. And our news at the top of the hour, the Missouri Legislature special session to look at the Chiefs and the Royals and can they stay in Missouri. Listen tomorrow. We'll be right here, Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Progressive presents Employee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.